So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. And I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. Hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.
You're about to listen to our John T. and Rich On Demand podcast. Did you know you can listen to our live show from wherever you are using your iHeartRadio app? Just search for your local station to listen to our live show. Now, here's what happened on John T. and Rich today.
You ready? Let's go!
Now uploading the most listened to radio show on the planet. I just flipped
the switch. What's up? This is Billie Eilish.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is Post Malone.
This is Dua Lipa. And you're waking up with John J. and Rich.
The culture, the music. This is
John J.
John J. and Rich.
John J. and Rich.
Wake your ass up, fool.
All right, it's John J. and Rich. Our phone number, 877-937-1047. You can call us right now and jump on the air with us right now. I was looking for something to watch last night. I realized I had this moment. I was complaining to my wife about Netflix. I was like, I never know what's new on Netflix. Like, I have to work my ass off. I have to get on the Netflix app and surf around and see if I see something new. She's like, I get an email all the time. I'm like, what do you mean you get an email?
Email.
Yeah. Well, like, now I realize everything on our, it's all under her email, her password and everything.
Right.
I'm like, oh, wow. I've never had... Like, it's her email, so she gets the email. So I'm assuming if you are a Netflix subscriber, and, like, Kyle, I don't know, is it under your email or is it your husband's email?
Scott's email.
So then No, they're all, the people in our families that don't really care about TV are the ones getting the email that says, here are the new shows, I'm assuming.
I usually try, the only way that I've been able to do it is I'll usually go to, like, the coming soon part, and then I'll watch the trailers, and then I'll put it on my list so that it reminds me when it comes.
Right. Yeah. You've got to work hard to see what's out there. But anyway, I sat down, I turn on my Netflix, and I see Kevin Hart dropped this new comedy special. I turn it on, and it looks like it's an hour and 45 minutes, which is long for a comedy special. I'm like, oh. I turn it on. I watch it. It went by like 10 minutes. It was so damn funny. It was so damn original. It was so clever. It even had a twist at the end, right? Mm-hmm. Did you get the twist at the end?
Yeah.
And I was like, I said to Suzette right before I went, I go, you got to watch this. And what did you think?
I thought it was probably his best stand-up.
So do I.
Because the thing that I really enjoyed about it was that he was straight up. He was real. It wasn't relatable, but it was his life. And he was telling it as it is and how he feels. And at points, he'd be like... I know I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, but whatever. I'm going to say it because that's how I feel.
Because he got in trouble. Remember, he got in trouble for some comedy before, cancel culture. Remember, he wouldn't host the Oscars because of some comedy he said. So the setup is, this is so crazy. It starts off where he's in his house. He's in his house, and he's sitting there with his wife and kids in his house, and he kisses his kids goodbye, and he says, all right, see you later. And he walks down to another room, and he's... in a theater in his house. So he does the stand-up in his house, and he has a handful of guests. He doesn't say, I don't know if you know who the guests are or not. They're all wearing masks. So he's got a theater in his house, and he does his stand-up, his whole stand-up in his theater in his house, right? So he doesn't leave his house. And then he goes off on COVID. He goes off on everything. And then he says things that he thinks he's going to get in trouble for because of what happened at the Oscars. He says, well, I'm going to get in trouble for this, right? And he does it. But then at the end, the way he gets away with it is something he does at the end of the special, right?
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the
special. It took me a while to kind of like pick up on it. And I'm like, oh, okay, I see what he's doing.
And I didn't know this. He's like, and he talks about getting COVID at the exact same time Tom Hanks had it, right? I didn't know that. He said, I had it same time. He goes, but... I'm not a bigger star than Tom Hanks. He goes, if David Hasselhoff had it, I'll go out and tell everyone I had a COVID because I'm bigger than David Hasselhoff. He goes, but if I tell if Tom Hanks has it and I got it, no one cares if I have it. But he's like, so, right? Isn't that funny?
Yeah, yeah.
And he talks a lot about his ego. One of my favorite parts is when he's got the number one movie at the box office and his private school asked him to be a greeter at the fair.
He's like, I feel like I'm not, the level of celebrity that I am is not respected. I'm humble. And then he like goes on, but I'm not respected. Like, my level of celebrity is just not respected. And it's just so funny. Like, the everything he says, it's so unrelatable, but you love how real he is with his feelings.
He's like, Terry Crews' kids go to this school. You ask him to be a greeter. He's like, Alfonso Ribera, Carlton from Fresh Prince, his kids go to this school. He can be a greeter. I got the number one movie, The Box Office. My face is on buses that come by because my face is everywhere. He's I'm so not offended. A greeter. Come on.
So when he talks about his kids,
yeah,
that's the best. The Disneyland, the flying privately, it's so funny.
Yeah, flying privately. He talks about flying private everywhere, but then you know they go with his mom. With their mom, and they're not flying private, and they call him, Dad, what is this? He's like, that's what happens when you go to your mom.
Oh my gosh, why would his mom be flying private?
Because they got a divorce.
That's the ex-mom.
That's his ex-wife.
That's the ex-wife.
I thought you were talking about.
No, but then he does things where he makes fun of people, where he's like, I'm going to get canceled, people are going to get pissed. And then when it's all over, the special's over, he does something where it's like, okay, you can't cancel him now.
Pretty genius.
Yeah, it's really clever, and I'll tell you guys off air. Anyway, guess what? I bought a pizza place.
What?
Oh, it's official?
Opens in February.
Nice.
Wow. How's that
Congratulations.
Feel?
Congratulations.
It feels good because I had nothing to do with it. I was in yoga class. My wife and I took yoga class. In fact, this is a relationship problem. So, you know, she has a car. I have a car, right? I think that's relationship. She's got her car. I have my car. And we had yoga at 1. And she goes, I have to be at the bank at 2:30 to meet Howard, our partner in the pizza place. To set up the bank account and put the money in to buy the pizza place. I'm like, okay. She goes, do you want to go with me? I'm like, no. And she goes, I go, why don't we take separate cars?
Why does she ask?
Because if she didn't, he'd be like, well, you don't think I want to go?
Yeah, but do you want to go with me? She's got to know whatever that is.
Yeah. So she goes, let's take 2 cars. She's like, no, let's just go together. I'm like, you're going to be late to your 2:30 meeting. It's yoga. We got yoga for an hour, hour and a half. Normally it'd be an hour and a half, but so we made yoga an hour and 15. I'm in my car. We took my car driving back from yoga. She's like, can I just take your car to the meeting? And I'm in my car, right? And I'm like, okay. So I get out. I park the car in the street and I get out. You know, I have just my shorts on, no shirt on. And I walk out to my driveway and she goes, hey, you have the key in your pocket. You know how that happens. You know how you do that, right? I have my key in the pocket. Oh, crap. I walk back. I give her the key. And then, whatever. She's gone. I don't see her until like 6. I took my son to get a haircut and all this stuff. And we come back. I come back and we talk. We have dinner, whatever. I go to bed. Wake up this morning. Do my normal routine. It's time to leave the house. I can't find my car key.
Oh, terrible.
Can't find my car key. I don't know how many purses she has that are laid out.
Oh, no.
I'm going through purses. I can't find. And I'm like, I don't want to be a jerk. I'm pressed for time now. So I'm like dumping out purses and I can't find it. I don't know where my car. So I'm like, maybe she left it in my car.
Yeah.
So I go in my car. It's not in my car. I go back. I find another purse. I dump that out. It's not in there. So I had to go into the laundry room and I had a spare key. So I found that spare key and I left. So anyway, so frustrating that, you know, all we had to do was take different cars. All you had to do was we would have taken different cars to yoga. There wouldn't be this problem we have right now, which threw off my whole morning. So I don't know what's going to happen today.
Oh, no. Oh. Yeah.
But anyway, so we got the pizza place.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
So apparently it's going to open in February.
Uh-huh.
Rosati's Pizza in Casa Grande next to the movie theater where not one place has ever succeeded.
You're about to defy all the odds.
Yes. We're no strangers to that kind of business model.
Looks like
if you look at where I bought the pizza place, next to the movie theater, it literally, you could put it in any scene in The Walking Dead. That's where I'm opening a pizza place. Yes. That's how I do
That's
business.
Exciting.
Something's got to get the traffic over there. It's going to be y'all. What's the signature pizza if somebody's going to go to Rosati's?
So far, I've eaten there 3 weekends in a row, and I think it's just fantastic. I like the deep dish pizza. I don't know the names. But there's a monster pizza, I think, is one of the. So far, everything I've had there is fantastic. The salads are humongous. Like, it's really, it's Chicago deep dish pizza. And what's funny is when I told you guys about it, you had all known about it already. Mm-hmm. And I had never had it before. But it is delicious. I have not had a pizza better than this pizza, as far as deep dish goes. Yeah. But I've never had a deep dish pizza. Maybe I'll have another one. I'll go buy that place.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. We'll have a big grand opening party in Feb.
Yeah.
Anyway. John Dane Rich. So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. I decided to grow a beard. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? So I'm going to get rid of the beard. And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free. My barber uses Henson Shaving. So I'm going to get a shave from my barber, and he's going to use the Henson Shaving blade. I'm going to post it on Instagram because I'm so happy to have my face back. I'm just so happy. Thank you, hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. But this is the reason that you get facial problems like with the other blades. Henson figured it out. They use their 20 years of aerospace manufacturing to eliminate what they call blade chatter. The result is so gentle. It's a great shaving experience, and I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Use your phone like an actual phone and call us. 877-937-1047. John, Jay, and Rich.
All right. So what's the deal with Tyler, the Creator? Because I think him and I have similar issues. I think a lot of people have similar issues.
Yeah. Tyler, the Creator, went on social media to complain, saying that he absolutely hates the new layout for Instagram. Because if you've noticed, like some of the buttons on the bottom are not the same. It takes you to like a store, like a shop. And then everything has kind of changed. Like, you know, you're, at least for me, my notifications, the little heart shows up on the top right corner now. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they're constantly changing it. So it's hard to keep up.
It's like they're changing it. Like they feel like they have to change it, and they're making things less functional. Like things used to be very mm-hmm. easy.
Well, the thing is, you kind of memorize where all the buttons are, so you just immediately go there.
Before, to add a story, I would just press top left. Now right. to add a story, I have to press a button on the top right, and then it goes down, and then I have to choose story, and then it goes there, and it's like five extra steps that are totally unnecessary.
It's very frustrating, Instagram. But then last night I got on Twitter and I was trying to do something on Twitter and something changed. And I thought I was on the wrong app.
Did you post a fleet?
Yes, because also I was like, what is this? So they got now Twitter has stories.
Uh-huh. I saw that on the very
top. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, and I was like, what?
Facebook added that too. And now Twitter's on that game too.
So it's literally they've added stories to Twitter, but they're calling it fleet. Mm-hmm. And it's exactly
they're fleeting because they only last 24 hours.
But it's not as easy to post either. Like you can't post, like at least stories, you can post 10 stories at a time. And on Twitter, I think it's only one. You know, you got to work at it. It's not easy.
Right.
You know, so it was just a weird, it's so weird how they're all competing with each other. Somebody comes up with a good idea. Like if you think about it, so Facebook tried to buy Snapchat. They wouldn't sell them. So Facebook goes, okay, we're just going to come up with our own Snapchat. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they did. And then Facebook has Instagram. And so now Snapchat is stories.
Yeah.
Right. And now Twitter has stories. So frustrating. No, and then Instagram wants TikTok. So they created their own TikTok, which is Reels. But I don't think Reels is taken off as much as TikTok.
I don't think so.
Anyway.
I feel like everyone just copies their TikToks to their Reels.
Yeah, true. All right, so we're going to get into horoscopes. What's the vibe today for horoscopes?
We're going to find out how each horoscope sign acts when they're anxious. What is it that you do when you're nervous?
Okay, what do you do when you're nervous? All right, John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
So Monday morning, I woke up to that Sam Smith song, Howling. Was it called Diamonds or something?
Diamonds.
Mm-hmm. He's screaming in the middle of the song when he woke up at 3 a.m., really loud. And then yesterday, I woke up to Justin Bieber's Holy. Mm-hmm. Which is a great song to wake up to. And then today I woke up to Laugh Now, Cry Later, which is a great song to wake up to. So it sets up your mood, whatever song you wake up to. And I listen to this radio station when I wake up. Okay, horoscopes. What's the vibes? Who's that?
Yeah, we're going to find out how each sign acts when they're anxious. So what are some of the things that you do when you're feeling nervous?
What's up, Shanae? Gemini?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Shanae. So for Geminis, it says here that you tend to just tell people you're nervous because it seems like the most obvious way to handle it. Taking things out or talking things out is the easiest for you, but sometimes you might say a little too much. Once you start talking about it, it's really hard for you to stop. You can certainly admit to being nervous, but you have no idea what to do about it, which is really hard to figure out. I mean, just for anyone. But I think just talking about your nervousness is one of the ways to kind of help with it.
You know, I've been told that people have said, "You, Shanae, you got balls of steel. You just say it." I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, that's the only way I know how to handle it is to just face it head on. I don't know how to beat around the bush.
Yeah, it's good not to hold that stuff in, even those feelings of nervousness.
Wait, hey, show, yeah, Shanae. So last night, I'm hanging out in my son Dutch's room, right? And he loves hip hop, so we're watching. You know the singer, you know DaBaby, hip hop singer DaBaby.
Yeah,
he's got a song out called "Practice." Have you guys heard the song "Practice"? Mm-mm. So we're watching videos, and in the beginning of the song, DaBaby's got his uncle in the video. His name's Unc, and Unc looks like he's had a rough life, right? And so has DaBaby, but there's this woman next to Unc, and Unc goes, "Hey man, what's your name?" And she goes, "Shanae." And he goes, "My name's Unc. I know who you are. I'm Shanae." And I was like, "I'm gonna have to get that and play that on the air when they get Shanae on."
Oh my God, please play that. I gotta hear that. It's too funny. Yeah. What's the name of the song? Practice?
It's called Practice. It's not in the song, it's in the video.
Okay.
Right.
Hey, Shanae.
Shanae.
Talk about.
That should be
and
her
that
intro.
That sounds like how I would say it, too.
And it's a great song, too. All right, Shanae, have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Ariel.
Hi, I'm a Sagittarius.
All right, so for Sagittarius, it says that you're usually really good at controlling your emotions, but when you feel nervous, you realize that you're not in control anymore, and that makes you really angry. When you're anxious, you tend to lash out at others, but you're really just mad at yourself for letting yourself be nervous. You just hate not being able to snap your fingers and have your nervousness disappear.
Snap your fingers.
Do it a stare.
That makes sense because I usually try to keep my mind on other things and try not to ever be nervous. And I get really grumpy with other people usually if I'm nervous or feeling any kind of way.
Yeah, I feel that too. I don't like feeling nervous.
Hey, what is Kevin Hart, do you know? Because he was talking about in his special how he doesn't like people. He's over people and all that stuff. I'm just curious what his sign is because his special's unbelievable. It's on Netflix. It dropped yesterday.
His birthday is July 6th. So what is that, Cancer?
July 6th should be a Cancer. Let's see. I think he's actually talked about, that is a Cancer. He's talked about being a Cancer.
Oh,
very like emotional person.
He does not like people. Christy, Scorpio, hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Christy. So for Scorpios, it says that you're either nervous about something or you're not. There's no in between at all. You either know how to handle a situation like a boss or you totally cave into your nervousness. And when you do feel nervous, you're totally consumed by the emotion that you become paralyzed by it. You just can't function like a normal person when you're anxious. There's no trying to stop it. And once it starts, it feels like you're stuck. It's really hard to get out of that feeling.
Well, she's fighting off a snapping turtle.
Oh my gosh. That's so true. My dogs are going crazy right now for I don't know why. But that's so true. Like, oh my gosh, my anxiety and my nervousness is horrible. Mm-hmm. Like, so bad. Y'all hit this one.
I had a feeling because you're very you're an intense sign, so I kind of had a feeling that you didn't deal with nervousness very well.
Isn't that weird that she's like so opposite of Gemini, where they're like, "Yeah, I don't know how to not handle stuff," and Christy's like, "I freak out,"
right?
All right, Christy, have a great day. You do the rest of us real quick?
Yes. John Jay, for Virgos, you tend to get seriously obsessive when you're feeling anxious. You get in your head and overthink things, and you usually make things worse for you because you think of the worst-case scenarios.
Mm-hmm. I haven't noticed any of that ever.
And then, like, when we think the worst-case scenario, John Jay will think of something 100 times worse.
He's like, that's the worst thing that could ever happen to me. Like, is it? What if? Blah.
That's in everything that happens in my life. Yeah. Just happened the other day with... Yeah, just in everything. It's terrible.
I don't know how you do that to yourself.
Yeah, I know.
Kyle, for Libras, you love when things are an easy fix. When you're nervous, you don't just get overwhelmed with everything going on. You also get overwhelmed with what you can do to make things better. Sometimes it's just all too much.
Yeah.
Solutions.
Yeah.
Kyle's about solutions.
Yeah. You find more than one solution, but that could be a little overwhelming too. Because you're like, I can fix it this way, but then I can fix it this way, or I can fix it this way.
Right. Let's just fix it.
Rich, for Pisces, you're never really sure how to tackle your nervousness. You just know that you feel anxious. You get overwhelmed often and become totally helpless when you realize tackling your nervousness actually takes a lot of hard work. Remember that ignoring feelings of nervousness can also bottle up inside you and create problems in the future. And for a Capricorn, when you feel nervous, you try to power through the weird, uncomfortable emotion without realizing that all you're doing is ignoring the real problem. Kind of like Pisces. You're actually amazing at helping others deal with your feelings. Unfortunately, you're awful at doing the same for yourself.
All right, so if we didn't get to your horoscope, we'll put it up at johnjayandrich.com. Kyle, what are you working on? Three things we need to know.
Well, we talked about how Twitter made the change of now they have fleets, the tweets that only last 24 hours, but TikTok is also making some changes. I'll tell you three things you need to know next with John, Jane, Rich.
Use your phone like an actual phone and call us 877-937-1047. John, Jane, Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know?
So maybe a reason to go into your app store and update a few of your apps if you don't already have that on automatically. So TikTok made a couple of changes. They are increasing their parental control options. So this update gives parents the option to restrict who can comment or view their kids' TikTok accounts. Parents can also tailor preferences to disallow specific searching terms like different usernames, different hashtags, just to keep things hopefully a little bit more appropriate. And Google Maps actually just updated with some new features to help you navigate coronavirus. So they'll actually give you the amount of COVID-19 cases in the area that you're in. They've got information on pandemic rules and laws in the specific area that you're in, and details on how crowded public transport is so you can avoid a packed bus if necessary. That's a pretty good update if you ask me. Now, as the coronavirus cases spike, they're still trying to do as much research as possible to figure this thing out. One new study suggests that immunity to the coronavirus may last for years, maybe even decades. However, we have seen people who have gotten it twice already. Mm-hmm. So that is just one study. Researchers at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota actually teamed up with a company specializing in a whole bunch of stuff. Hopefully COVID-19. What they're doing is they're putting together, hopefully, a device that can actually hear you speak and detect different types of either hypertension, dementia, depression, and they say, hopefully, COVID-19 as well. It would sound something like this.
Now you're asked to click here and count from 50 to 70. 50, 51, 52, 53, and it returns a result. Thankfully, my result today is low, and I'm cleared to come to work.
They said this specific test gives them an answer immediately from the system, and they're hoping that they can apply this to all kinds of different things to just give this to the medical community to have in their pocket to be more helpful. I would think that'd be a lot less invasive than sticking those things up your nose.
Mm-hmm. Sure, you can just do it on your laptop.
Truly, if it is effective and it's accurate, I think I'd much rather do that test for sure. Now, I imagine it like this if they were people. Pepsi just told Sprite Cranberry, hold my beer. I'm going out there. So Pepsi just announced a limited edition holiday flavor that apparently tastes just like apple pie. They're calling it Apple Pie Pepsi, and it is supposed to have notes of apple cinnamon and, yes, that delicious buttery crust. Here's the catch. You can't buy Apple Pie Pepsi. You have to win it. Yeah, that's how they get you.
We don't make this Pepsi.
I feel like Pepsi has been doing this forever. I know, like, my sister growing up used to collect. They had, like, collector's item Pepsi cans. And there was, like, one with a surfboard on it or something like that. And then they had clear Pepsi. And for a while, she was very into collecting these. So I'm wondering if they're trying to, like, create hype around it. So obviously you scroll through their website and their TikTok and whatnot. But just know that that's out there. If that's your thing and you really want to, you know, enter the contest to win it, you can. And that's three things you need to know.
All right, we get to Stacks and Hacks next. John J. Stacks, Rich's Life Hacks.
What is Stacks, Rich's Life Hacks?
Next, John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All that could break my heart.
Dua Lipa. I have life hacks and John Jay stacks. No, you have life hacks, Rich. I have John Jay stacks.
Yeah, whatever works
John
for you.
John Jay stacks and Rich's life hacks.
When you drop a particularly impressive poop in the toilet, who do you brag to?
Your significant other.
Yeah.
According to this survey, 56% of people tell their family members, 22% tell their friends, and 22% tell the doctor because they're worried something's going on. I've done all three.
But no significant other? You don't...
Family. It's just family members.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I remember at one point, I was had a great texting relationship with famous singer Enrique Iglesias, and him and I used to send pictures back and forth.
What?
I won that game, by the way.
I'm sure.
One time, I remember he was like, I think we were on the air.
You scared
and
him?
I sent him one while we were on the air, and he's like, oh my God.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway. Has the pandemic ruined lunch breaks? According to a new survey, 50% of people who are now working from home say they don't look forward to lunch as much as they used to when they were going to work. Of course. Because when you're at work, you take a break. It's like you don't have to work for a little bit. A painting from 1860 has gone viral. I tweeted it. But because it looks like this woman, a time-traveling woman, is using an iPhone. It's a painting from 1860.
Weird.
Turns out, it looks like it's actually a small prayer book.
And she's talking to it?
Okay, get this. The FBI went to go arrest the guy on Monday for running a $35 million Ponzi scheme. And he tried to escape. He jumped in his pickup truck. The FBI chased him. He jumped out of his pickup truck, and he jumped into a lake in one of those sea scooters. You know, and went underwater in a sea scooter. He was in a lake, so they just waited for him. And then 25 minutes, he got out, and then he arrested him. Now he could go to prison for 20 years.
He's no James Bond. James Bond would have found a way to jump over police cars.
I thought this was interesting because my sons play basketball. No basketball movie has ever made $100 million at the box office.
Not even Space Jam.
Space Jam made $90 million. White Men Can't Jump made $76
million.
Close. A guy in Indonesia who makes coffins became an instant millionaire when a meteorite the size of a football crashed through his roof. He sold it for $1.8 million. Chipotle is going to give three people $10,000 in a new contest for making a TikTok video about, quote, why their Chipotle order is superior. I feel like that's something that my kids could do because we eat at Chipotle three or four times a week. Mm-hmm. Frito-Lay, and this is a new thing now. Everyone, all these fast food companies are making clothing. They got a new line of holiday items, including Cheetos, Doritos, Lay's, and Tostitos, onesies, scarves, and ugly sweaters. Hong Kong, Paris, and Zurich have been named the world's most expensive cities. New York and L.A. also made the top 10. $7 million worth of Apple products was stolen from a delivery truck in the U.K. I think they're going to probably find them.
Oh, yeah.
They've got to be able to find
them. They can't really use them, right?
Yeah, they've got the thing that they just kill it and it doesn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, I think this would be good for your kids. It would be fun and cute. There's now Ugg boots for kids that look like Reese's, Twizzlers, and Hershey's Kisses.
Oh,
delicious.
I know. A threesome in Florida ended badly when the guy got into an argument with his wife. The other woman got involved, and he allegedly choked them both, and he was arrested.
Wow. He's a winner.
Yesterday marked the one-year anniversary of the first case of coronavirus.
Oh,
yesterday.
Wow.
Oof. A runner in Italy fell off a ridge to his death last week. And now his friend who was running with him is facing charges. Because, what do you think?
He pushed him?
Nope. They were running outside their quarantine zone.
Oh, geez.
So they were breaking the law.
Oh, yeah. Italy's starting to shut back down again.
Weddings in Ohio are now banned from having dancing. People need to stay seated at all times.
Oh, that sucks.
Boring.
Yeah.
Scott Disick. Mm-hmm. Do you see who he's dating?
Mm-hmm.
Who is he dating?
The 19-year-old daughter. 37-year-old Scott Disick is dating the 19-year-old daughter of Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin. She's a housewife or something like that.
Yep.
What's the life hack today, Rich?
Okay, well, I keep on hearing there's a little something going around.
It's called coronavirus.
Yeah, not that, just a cold. But here's what you can do if you're starting to feel a little something. Here's some life hacks to feel better. If you have a sore throat, grab a pack of Jell-O, but instead of putting it in the freezer, heat it up and add a teaspoon of honey. The gelatin will coat your throat for a few hours, so you'll feel good.
You mean, and drink it? Don't make it Jell-O?
Don't make it Jell-O. You just heat it up.
That's an important part of the story.
With honey. Okay. Well, yeah, drink it for sure. Put it in your mouth. Why'd I just walk into that?
Wow. Well, that's what she said.
Ever have that annoying itch in the back of your throat that makes you want to gag and cough at the same time? Scratch your ear aggressively and that will go away.
Ouch.
It's science.
Go ahead, try. Like, do you have that right now?
Yeah, just put your finger inside your ear and go.
Oh.
I see John Jay do that
all the time,
actually.
Because I have an itch in the back of my throat.
Well, there you go. That works. Now, if you've just eaten a hot pepper or another spicy food, people say salt or milk is the best thing to make that spice go away. If you don't want to enjoy the spiciness, yogurt is the best immediate cure for a spicy thing. So get you some yogurt. And if you're feeling sad, they say salty and spicy snacks act as antidepressants if you're feeling a little anxious. We were talking about talking about that earlier in horoscopes. So salty and sweet snacks. So all those little life hacks to feel a little better up at johnjayandrich.com.
Are we going to get into a dirty little secret? And also, I want to go over the top songs over the last four decades. So 40 years of the number one songs. And I think you're going to freak out when you hear what was the number one song 10 years ago. What was the number song 20 years ago? You're going to go, 20 years ago, that was the number one song? No way is that 20 years old. Yeah, I'll play it for you next, John Jay and Rich.
Use your phone like an actual phone and call us 877-937-1047. John Jay and Rich.
Okay, so this professor in Kentucky was doing an online class and he has two cats, right? So he's got his computer on, right? He's got the two cats right in front of him. And he's using like big words because it's a smart class. Right, I don't even know what class it is, but it's definitely a class I never took. And all of a sudden, one of the cats in front of the whole class in the online starts sniffing the other cat's butt.
Uh-oh.
Listen to this.
As an example, you could have two similes, one metaphor, two repetitions, an alliteration, and a parallelism. You don't have to use all six, but you should have, oh my God, butt-sniffing cats. All right.
Then I have this cute
We're
song.
In a healthcare crisis situation. Wear a mask. Anywhere you go outside, wear a mask. If you're with a group of people, wear a mask.
Stupid, put on your mask. Why should I have to ask? You're not the only one I've seen. I've seen. Much foolish pride. Cover up that pretty face for me.
Get it? Wear a mask.
Gotcha.
Get it?
Get it.
A recent survey said 60% of Americans fear that they won't see their loved ones this holiday season. So here's a new collection of remixed Christmas classics. These are classic Christmas movies and songs that we tried to modernize a little bit. We spent a lot of time this morning doing this.
Now, just in time for the 2020 holiday season, a remix of all your favorite classics.
I'll be
in quarantine
for Christmas.
We've remixed and updated every song.
You can
stay away from
me.
Tunes that capture the essence of the year.
You better watch out.
Nobody
is coming to town.
It's beginning to look a lot like
COVID-19
everywhere you go.
Little jokes. Little topical jokes. All right, let's check out the number one songs for the past four decades. This will blow you away. The last two songs blew me away, right? So you're going to go 1980s, 1990s. Then 2000s, 2010s. Crazy. Here we go.
Number one this week in music history, 40 years ago.
Lady, your love's the only love I need. Whoa.
30 years ago.
Wow.
years ago.
The house I live in, I've got it. The car I'm driving, I've got it. I depend on me, I depend on me. All the women who are dependent, throw your hands up at me.
10 years ago.
Played the piss out of that song.
Uh-huh.
No way.
What the heck?
That's crazy. That's
Destiny's Child's 20 years old. That doesn't seem right either. Right.
No, they're older than that. They're older than
that. That song.
Yeah. Because I remember they would come out with Jump In, and a bugaboo. Right? Remember, you know those songs? Those are old.
Anyway. We were just talking about Independent Woman yesterday off the air in the studio. So weird.
I want to also get into the top Shazam songs. And remember I was telling you about this video I saw on TikTok? And I don't know. Sometimes we talk about stuff on the air, and I don't know if it's on the air or off the air. But about the guy that he has COVID and he can't taste anything. And I said he was eating.
I think we talked about it off the air because he was like eating all the stuff to prove that he couldn't taste.
Yes. Okay. I have that video. I want to play for you because it's so gross.
Ugh.
He can't taste anything. So he's like, I'm just going to eat all this stuff and prove to you that I can't taste anything. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Before you go.
All right. So here's a guy with coronavirus eating gross food combinations because he can't taste them. Like he puts toothpaste and orange juice together. Then he goes on to sample like onion, vinegar, lemon, Oreos with wasabi, sardines, mustard, anchovies, garlic. I talked about this guy last week, and now the video is like going viral, and it's crazy. And he's just sitting there on the sofa with all these disgusting things.
Tropicana with my toothpaste, the onion from 2 days ago, balsamic vinegar, a little apple cider vinegar. For real, nothing. Nice lemon. Wasabi Oreos up next. Let's see what happens. Cheers. I can definitely feel that in the sinuses. There's no flavor in the mouth, though. Wild caught Norwegian sardines. Nothing. Anchovies with capers. Last but not least, clove of garlic. Nothing.
Ugh. What the?
Why would he do that to his tummy? We believe you.
I could. Here's the thing.
Yeah, he's gonna feel that later coming out.
Like I could do the orange. Like I can't taste anything either. Really. In fact, every time I eat ice cream, and I eat ice cream all the time, I realize what a mental problem I have because I'm eating ice cream. I can't taste it. I'm just eating it right on the sofa. Like I could do what he's doing. The problem is putting sardines in my mouth is just gross.
It's a texture.
Looking at the fish, the little fishes, and put them in, and you put them in your mouth. Like my parents, my father-in-law, he puts sardines just on a piece of bread and eats it. It's like, like I just couldn't do that. I don't care if I can taste it or not. Mm-hmm. It's gross. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I could take a bite out of an onion. I have a friend of mine that whenever he got in trouble as a kid, his dad used to make him eat an onion like an apple.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know. And now if we go eat at a restaurant, and we just, you know, like this is when he was a kid. As a grown up, you go eat and you go, I'll take a salad or I'll take a hamburger. No onions. He'll go, no onions. And then he'll go to the waiter or whatever and go, listen to me. No onions.
Mm-hmm.
Like the waiter's like, all right, dude, I got it. Like, no, and then I remember the first time I was like, what the hell's your problem? He's like, then he eventually told me how that was whenever he got in trouble. And when you're a boy, you get in trouble a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So he ate a lot of onions.
My best friend Sam, too, when she got in trouble, her mom would kind of like wash her mouth with chili, with hot sauce.
Damn.
Yeah, that's brutal. So every time she comes over, I love hot sauce. I have all kinds of hot sauce. Every time I bring one out and I use it like on whatever I'm eating, she's like, what is that? Get that away from me.
Oh, I'm
like,
traumatized.
You're traumatized, dude. I'm sorry.
So Shazam did listen. And Kyle, you can't play this because I know you already know.
Okay.
Apple Music released a list of the 100 most Shazam songs of all time. Do you guys know this already? Do you guys read it?
Mm-mm.
You swear?
Mm-hmm.
You guys guess, what do you think of the most Shazam songs of all time?
Of all time? Not like right now?
Of all time.
Oh, I don't know. Probably like the Gangnam Style.
Wrong. Rich, want to take a guess?
That Fleetwood Mac
Wrong.
Stream song. Bohemian Rhapsody.
If Kyle guessed, I'd go right. She knows already. Here's number 3.
You see it when you close your eyes.
Who sings this song? Suzette, who sings this song?
Is that James Arthur?
No. Ooh, you would lose in Beaches Am. Rich, who sings this song?
Passenger.
What's the name of the song?
That I do not know.
So you need the Shazam app. That's why it's one of the top 3. It's Let Her Go.
Let It Go, okay.
Okay. This is the number two most Shazam song of all time. I've heard the song a million times. I could not tell you who sings this song, okay?
Yeah, he never said a word. You didn't send me no letter. Don't think I could forgive you. See, our word is slowly dying. I'm not wasting no more time. Don't think I could believe you.
Anybody know who sings this song?
Yeah, it's like you. And you know, it's interesting. I think you hear that at the mall in stores a lot. And I do not know who that is.
Kyle, do you know who that is?
Mm-mm.
And you even know the list.
I knew the number one. I know the number one one.
This is Robin Schulz's radio edit of Prayer in C by Lilywood and the Rich. I'm sorry, by Lilywood and the Prick. Huh. Inside joke there. Did you get that?
Yeah, I think we caught that.
You got that? You got that? Oh, yeah. Number one most Shazam song of all times. This blew me away. We all know the song. And I think, yeah, it would take me more than 7 seconds. I would know the artist right away, but I wouldn't know the name of the song. I would get the name of the song probably in 30 seconds or less. Mm-hmm. But this is the number one most Shazam song of all time. Who's this, Rich?
I forgot. I know. See? She's Australian. What? We met her.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
She was so charming.
I would get her name right away, but the name of the song would take me a second. Oh. Who is this? Suzette?
That's Dance Monkey by Tones and I.
Yep.
Tones and I.
36 million Shazams. You know, it'd be weird if you're Tones and I, you'd be like, wow, 30, because, you know, if people buy your song, you're like, okay, they bought my song. But 36 million people said, what song is that? Who sings that?
We've got to know now.
It's amazing.
What an incredible gift. Mm-hmm. The song to have that power. Anyway, what we get into next? What You Want to Know Wednesday? All right, so we're going to talk to Natalie. She was a bridesmaid. So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. I decided to grow a beard. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? So I'm going to get rid of the beard. And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free. My barber uses Henson Shaving. So I'm going to get a shave from my barber, and he's going to use the Henson Shaving blade. I'm going to post it on Instagram because I'm so happy to have my face back. I'm just so happy. Thank you, hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. But this is the reason that you get facial problems like with the other blades. Henson figured it out. They use their 20 years of aerospace manufacturing to eliminate what they call blade chatter. The result is so gentle. It's a great shaving experience, and I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Friend Michelle's wedding. And since that day, Michelle has been ignoring her phone calls and her texts, so Natalie thinks she did something wrong on Michelle's wedding. So did she? What You Want to Know Wednesday's next. John Jane Rich.
Even when the show is over, sometimes we just keep talking. And now you can hear it. Listen to the John Jane Rich Afterwards podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's What You Want to Know Wednesday. Now, this is a feature on our show. It's a public service. We help you. We help you get answers. Like Natalie, there's something going on in her life. She needs answers to something, and we're going to help her out. So when she tells us what the problem is, we're going to call the people that have the answers and get them for her. Natalie, what you want to know? What's the problem?
Well, so 3 weeks ago, I was a bridesmaid in my friend's wedding, and like a couple days after the wedding, she emailed everyone like the link, you know, to the photos from the photo booth, and I was like going through all the photos, and I noticed that I wasn't like in any of them, and I know for a fact they took a lot of pictures, and with like a lot of my friends, and it looks like I wasn't even at the wedding, let alone in the wedding. And, like, after I, like, realized I wasn't in any of the photos, I called her, and she didn't answer me. And so I waited a couple hours to see if she'd call back, and she didn't. So I texted her saying, like, hey, how are you? Call me when you get a chance. She never texted me back, and I could even see that she read the message. She just didn't reply. I called her again last week. She didn't answer, and so she's, like, clearly mad at me about something, but I have no idea, like, what it is or why.
So you don't remember doing anything at the wedding that would have made her mad or outside of the wedding?
No. I mean, like, I was drinking at the wedding like everyone was, but I wasn't, like, blackout drunk. I mean, I didn't get to say goodbye to her and, like, the groom at the end of the night because, you know, they're busy talking to friends and family. And I didn't tell her I was leaving, but that's, like, the only thing I can think of. And I don't think that would really make her mad, but I'm really confused.
You know, sometimes you do things that you don't think are bad, but they are bad. I was, my friend Brad, you know, Brad, the chosen foods guy, Brad, you know, because avocado, Brad. Mm-hmm. I was in his wedding. And at the, now, if I really, and I don't think I've ever told anybody this. And so if I tell you this, I'm just telling you right now that I don't even think I've apologized to him for this, but I am so embarrassed by my behavior at his wedding, at his first wedding, just to let you know that it didn't work out. But I was in his wedding in a tuxedo, and I remember walking down the aisle as you, you know, you walk down the aisle as the groomsman. Mm-hmm. And I sat people. I sat, sat his mom and I sat his grandmother. And I remember I farted. And like walking down the aisle.
Oh my God.
And yours are loud.
Mine are loud. And I, and everyone heard it. And it was loud. And I'm laughing. And I sat her down. And then I walked down the aisle again. The next person, I was pointing. How you doing? Hey, where are you from?
John J.
I know.
Obnoxious.
I know. It was so terrible.
Were you,
it was
sober?
Totally sober. And then we got drunk. And even after that, it got even worse. There's stuff I'll have to tell you off air, things that happened off air at the wedding that was terrible, where the mother, his mother-in-law tried to light me on fire.
Oh my God.
What? Yeah. That's a story I have to tell you off air. But yeah, she literally like came at me with flames.
We need to send Brad a fruit basket.
Yes. Yes. And then much later, he got a divorce. Like if we got Brad on the phone, I wonder if he'll be like, dude, you're an a-hole. Thank God his marriage didn't work out.
That's a weird thing to say.
Maybe we'll get him on and see if he can remember.
I know.
Anyway, so Natalie, we'll call. I mean, I guess we can just call the bride and see if she can tell us, right?
Yeah, I mean, that would be great.
Is there any chance that Natalie is not replying or answering you? Is she, like, at her honeymoon, maybe?
No, it's been a while. Like, it's they're already back. She emailed, like, the link to the pictures, like, after they got back from the honeymoon and stuff. Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, she's been home now for a little
while. How long have you guys been friends?
Almost 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let's call her. What's her name, the bride?
Michelle.
Michelle. All right, we'll call Michelle, and we'll see if we can find out. You know, we just be honest with her and tell her who we are, what we're doing, and see if she can be open with us, and we could be, like, your representatives. You know, say, look, because like, if you did something stupid, you're going to say you're sorry, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
I just don't know what I did.
All right. We'll find out. It's What You Want to Know Wednesday. What you want. That's next. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
We're in the middle of What You Want to Know Wednesday. What you want. Natalie's on the line. So she went to a wedding about 3 weeks ago with her friend Michelle. It's her friend Michelle's wedding. Natalie was, you were in the wedding party, correct?
Yes.
And when you were just recently looking at some of the pictures, you realize you aren't in any of them. And you're like, what's up? What's up with that? So you reached out to the bride, Michelle. You texted her. You haven't got a response back. You see that she's read the text messages. Now, you know that you got really drunk at the wedding, very drunk. But when you've talked to people, nobody knows what you did. Nobody knows if you did anything bad, right?
Right. Everyone said I was fine.
So you're like, what the hell did I do? So we're going to call the bride and see if she can tell us what you did at this wedding 3 weeks ago. But she's like, chill out. I'm on my honeymoon. I'll get back to her later.
No, she said she's
like, I know.
But I mean, to go through all the pictures and to really delete all of Natalie's pictures, she must be really mad.
Or what if Natalie passed out? She's just not in any of the pictures.
Oh, true.
Like, that's what I'm meant for. You're not in any of the pictures.
But her friend's, like, ignoring her. So clearly there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Call her Shelly. People love that. I'm just kidding.
Hello.
Hi, is Michelle there?
This is.
Hi, Michelle. Good morning. This is the radio station calling, the John Jane Rich Show.
Oh, hi. Seriously?
Yeah. We want to talk to you on air, but we need your permission first. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Congratulations on your wedding. Everyone,
yay!
Congratulations.
Yay!
You know, Suzette here tried to get married several times this year, and she couldn't pull it off, so congratulations to you.
She did pull it.
She's married.
Not the dream wedding she wanted.
Yeah,
party. You know. So congratulations to you, Michelle. Was it a good reception and everything?
It was awesome, honestly. It was a COVID wedding. You know, I'm sure she knows the feels. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to get married in March, and that didn't happen at all, so we had to postpone it. But it went really well. It was everything I was hoping. My night was pretty good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, so are you happy now? Are you happy?
I am, yeah. Like, I mean, I feel happy. Everything pretty much went the way I was hoping it would. You know, we had our close friends there. The guest list wasn't as, like, big as initially, you know, just because of everything. A lot of people aren't comfortable doing weddings right now, which is understandable, but we still had, like, our closest family and friends there, so it worked out really well.
Let me ask you this. Was there any wedding drama?
I wouldn't say, like, drama. The only thing I could really classify as, like, drama was we were all, like, drinking a lot, and, like, one of my bridesmaids got way too drunk. Like, she's like a smaller girl, and so she drank a little bit more than I think her body could handle, and she ended up having a wardrobe malfunction, like, all night. Her the top of her dress kept coming down, and her, like, nipple kept coming out all night long. And she was so drunk, she had no idea that it was happening. And, like, people kept trying to, like, pull her dress up and tell her, hey, you know, you have something going on. Like, your nip is out. And she just was, like, oblivious to it. And it was so embarrassing because she was just, like, out of control with it.
Well, I mean, are you, when you say wedding drama or a what do you call that? Wardrobe malfunction. Are you mad at her? Like, is it her fault or just something that happened?
I am a little upset about it because, like, we had a photo booth, and we were all taking pictures together. She took a ton of pictures. We had, like, different, like, outfits and hats and stuff, and so she took a bunch, but because she kept having, like, these nip slips, like, all of the pictures that she's in are ruined because her nipple is out, and, like, literally all of them. So, I mean, I am a little upset at her. Like, I haven't really talked to her since then. Because that's probably the only thing that ruined the night for me.
Let me just take a guess. Is her name Natalie?
Yeah, it is, actually.
So what if
I feel like I know where this is going.
Yeah. She reached out to us because she's your friend. She loves you. She knows that there's something up, that you're irritated or bothered by her. And she was like, can you guys please find out? I don't know what I did at this wedding.
She said she, like, you know, didn't feel like there was anything weird or inappropriate in the pictures.
It's weird. So is there any way you could just send us those photos so we could look at them, and maybe we could put them on the website so people can click through?
You could just put a little star.
Teach Natalie a lesson. Teach her a lesson.
Yeah, they don't Photoshop the photo booth where you could CGI some more material over
there.
They
do at Modern West Photo.
Yeah, they do.
They do. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's frustrating because, like, I paid a lot of money for that photo booth, and she's in, like, probably more than 70% of those pictures. And I had to, like, basically purge the entire, like, photo booth session, all of the pictures, because she ruined, like, more than half of them. There's just no way she didn't know.
So I told you she reached out to us, okay? So she's on the phone listening right now, so we'd like to connect you two. So maybe you could argue with her if you want, or maybe she can defend herself, or maybe you guys can patch things up because you guys have, you know, a 10-year friendship. You asked her to be in your wedding, so you definitely care about her.
Michelle? Yeah? Hi.
Like, is this why you won't, like, return any of my calls?
Like, okay, I'm so sorry. I wish you hadn't, like, gone to the radio to do this. This is really silly. But, like,
I couldn't get a hold of you.
Girl, like, I... Okay, Look, I understand that we were all drinking, okay? You drink a lot. You got super drunk. Like, it happens, whatever. That's not why I'm mad. I'm mad because, like, I don't buy that you didn't know that your nipple was kept coming out all night. Like, every single picture that you took in the photo booth shows your nipple. I could literally send them to you right now, and there's not a single one where you don't see your boob.
Well, I was honestly, like, I was drinking, we're all drinking and, like, having so much fun. I honestly didn't notice. Like, I obviously, like, wasn't trying to do that on purpose. Like, I would never, like, intentionally try to do that or, like, ruin your wedding night or cause, like, any kind of, like, drama or trouble. Like, I feel so bad. I had no idea, Michelle.
It's super awkward because my grandma and my grandpa saw it. So, like, I feel like you thought that, like, a lot of people didn't notice it. But, like, my entire family saw your nipple and, like, were, like, trying to, like, discreetly say something to me. Like, do you think somebody should say something to her? Like, people kept coming up to you all night. And, like, I know you probably didn't mean to ruin it, but Andy and I are just, like, really upset about it. And I feel like I just need some time to get over it, to be honest with you. Like,
maybe Natalie can, like, Photoshop the pictures for you so then you still have the photos, mm-hmm. just without the nipple.
I mean, like,
at least nips are, like, in right now, right?
No, and it's not even funny to me. Like, that's not even a joke because you literally ruined the entire photo booth experience because you couldn't, like, get a hold of it. And so for me, like, I love you and, like, we're always going to be friends. I'm never going to end our friendship over something. I don't believe you were doing it to hurt me, but, like, I'm still upset about it and I need time to get over it.
You know, you say that you're upset about it. And you said you need time to get over it. But I promise you, and I don't know how many years, 5, 10, 20 years, this will be funny.
Yeah.
You look back at it, it will be funny. Yeah.
But I understand that, too, having to, like, take time to get over it. Because you don't want to, you know, just say something that you're going to regret.
Plus, you're still, like, in the moment, and your grandparents saw it. So you're, like, trying to explain that. Mm-hmm. And I can imagine, there was one of my friends at my wedding apparently wasn't wearing underwear and flashed the photographer, and he saw everything.
Oh.
Which friend is this? All your friends are hot.
I can't imagine if there were photos of that.
Yeah, and then everyone at the party talking about that.
Yeah, it's like a little embarrassing, and then it takes over the narrative that you really wanted to have for your wedding. So I think, Natalie, you got to be understanding, like, and do what we kind of talked about beforehand and just apologize, because I think that's probably what she really needs to hear right now.
Michelle, I'm so sorry. I feel bad, so I've been trying to, like, make light of it. But, like, I really am so sorry, and I'm so pissed at myself for not being careful and having, like, too many drinks. And, I mean, I understand you need time, and you don't have to forgive me now, but I really don't want to lose you as a friend.
No, I still want to be your friend. Like, I know, like, I totally agree. Like, I know we're going to laugh about it one day. Like, I can't wait until we get to that point where, like, it's funny. I think it's just fresh right now, to be honest with you. So, I mean, I always am going to be your friend. You know, I think it's just a little bit, like, it just happened. So I'm still, like, kind of processing it, but... I mean, if you want to get lunch next week or something, we can do that.
Oh.
You
know? No, give it time. Like, let's regroup in 2030.
Jeez.
And then we'll laugh. Mm. All right, like,
I don't think it'll take that long.
You guys go to lunch, but I'm going to just let you know, like, I'll get my friend Brad on here. We'll talk to him and see how he feels.
Okay.
Years later. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so you two, I'm glad you guys reconnected. Thanks for being on our show, both of you guys.
Thank you.
All right, that's What You Want to Know Wednesday. What you want? John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, this could be a part three of What You Want to Know Wednesday. What you want? Let's pick up my friend Brad, one of my closest friends, one of my best friends, if not my best friend, Brad.
Aw.
Hey, Brad.
Love is in the air.
All right, so real quick, Brad is the guy that handles Chosen Foods because avocado, just to give you a little reference.
Uh-huh. Okay?
And we've known each other for years and years and years and years and years and years and years. So, dude, we were just doing this thing on the air. We were talking to this girl who was, what's the setup? She was at a wedding.
She was at her friend's wedding and got a little too wasted, and now her friend's mad at her.
She was in her, so I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. I decided to grow a beard. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? So I'm going to get rid of the beard. And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free. my barber uses Henson shaving. So I'm going to get a shave from my barber, and he's going to use the Henson shaving blade. I'm going to post it on Instagram because I'm so happy to have my face back. I'm just so happy. Thank you, HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. But this is the reason that you get facial problems like with the other blades. Henson figured it out. They use their 20 years of aerospace manufacturing to eliminate what they call blade chatter. The result is so gentle. It's a great shaving experience, and I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.
Friend's wedding, and she got too wasted. And as we're just doing talking, I was start talking about, I had a flashback to when I was in your wedding.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. We got to dive into that. Right,
and as I remains.
As I started thinking about your wedding, I started having flashbacks. Now, I have to be very careful here because I don't want to talk about the second part, you know, when your mother-in-law tried to burn me. Remember that part?
Yeah, I remember that. There was a flame involved in you being chased. Yes,
yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, let's not talk about that part. Let's talk about the first part and walk me through. Tell me if you remember this part. Because, you know, we were really, really, really young. And as I look back about what a serious moment a wedding is and how many mistakes I've made. And I was just curious. Like, I remember. Tell me about I did some stupid things. Did I not?
Let's just say they were probably age and maturity appropriate, meaning, you're a young soul. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah. Okay, but what did I do? Do you remember what I did? Because I think I said on the air what I did, and I want to make sure if I'm right.
Look, I've tried to sort of erase that period of my life.
I said that too.
That's a real friend right there, man.
Boy, he knows you.
Wait, wasn't your grandma mad at me?
Let's just say you were incredibly indulgent with the beverages. And so, you know, I just, like, you know, again, chalk it up to they were having a great time. You were getting a little extra smooth. And you were just in classic John Jay form.
But didn't I toot when I was walking your mom down the aisle or walking your grandma? Or I did something like that, didn't I?
That's a really cute word for fart. You actually did. You're sitting there walking, you know, somebody, and I forget who it was. I think it might have been my grandmother.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting there. I'm feeling the moment. The rabbi's there. We've got the chuppah. You know, life is good. I'm, you know, picturing, you know, eternity with this person, and all of a sudden... What just happened? Did somebody step on a duck? What happened?
Okay, so I just wanted to make sure that I did that. So if I haven't apologized to you, I'm really sorry about that. I was just a kid. I'm so sorry.
You know, I've been really waiting, you know, 30 years for that. And I'm so glad that you finally, you know, John, thank you.
You know what? Listen, a couple free plugs. Chosenfoods.com.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, chosenfoods.com. Yeah.
To make up for it, can you do the tagline right? I mean, just give it to me.
Because avocado. All right, Brad, thanks. Sorry I ruined your wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
Later, guys.
Bye. All right, good. I answered. Took me a long time. I apologize. I got off my chest.
He remembered everything, though.
I can't believe it was his grandma you were walking down. It wasn't just a bridesmaid.
Probably the worst person you could have done that to.
She's died.
Oh.
She's died. His mother's died. His father's died.
Your
my mom's
took
died.
Them
my
all
dad's
out.
Died. It's been a long time. This is a year ago. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Because avocado. There goes that endorsement.
Blow us up on text. We don't care. Text JJR and your message to 96893.
Real quick. Let's talk about The Crown season 4 dropped the other day. And I know, Kyle, I feel like I have to be in the right mood to get into it. But how far are you?
I'm on the fourth episode. And the thing with The Crown is, like, I've never been into history. I've never even really been interested in the royal family at all until this series began. Mm-hmm. And then when it did, it was fascinating to me just to see how this monarchy has lasted so long and the rules that they have to follow just as people are so unreasonable. Like, you just can't marry the person you love. You have to marry the person that is going to fit the right part that they will play in the family to protect the crown, because that's the most important thing to this family. So this season, you get to see Prince Charles meet Princess Diana and the beginning of their relationship. And I didn't really know a whole lot about their relationship or them, just that, you know, like when she died, there was all this controversy around the royal family possibly setting her up, right? Mm-hmm. So to see the beginning of their relationship and the fact that his family basically forced him to marry her when he didn't even really have feelings for her at the time, he was in love with a married woman. Ooh. It's just like insane. Like, even if you don't care about the royal family or history, this is a dang good like soap opera.
So he was in love with a married woman. It was at Camilla Parker Bowles.
Yes.
Who in real life he's now married to.
Yes.
So in a weird way, he got what he's married to the person he was in love with.
Well, knowing that now, yes. Yeah. But there's this very awkward dinner between Princess Diana and Camilla, which is like his ex slash he's still basically in love with her and hooking up with her. And Camilla is like telling Diana all these things about her fiance. Like, they're engaged at the time. And she's like, oh, you don't know, he doesn't eat lunch. And she's like, not really. We don't really spend lunches together. And there's like, I just can't imagine. Like, I put myself in that position and just how weird and uncomfortable that would have been.
Okay, so I'm watching a show where, okay, you know the guy that Camilla Parker Bowles is married to in the TV show?
Which she was also forced into that marriage too by the royal family.
But that guy that she's married to, he plays the uncle on the TV show that I'm watching, which is on Amazon Prime. It's called Alex Rider. Mm-hmm. And it's really good.
What's
it's
that
about like a 17-year-old kid in high school. His uncle gets murdered, and he finds out that his uncle is a spy who works for not MI6. He's like, MI6 does our research. We're the ones that go in and do. Like, it's like James Bond. It's like James Bond is his assistant.
Oh, that's cool. Like, right, that's a cool premise, though.
So he goes in, and they find out that this kid is gifted. And, I mean, it's like gunfire, shooting, stabbings, killings. And he's like a badass 17-year-old. I'm only in episode 2, and it's really, really good.
About that show. That's the one where he's like becoming a spy.
Yeah, so far, Amazon, man. I mean, they got The Boys. They have Wayne. And I'm telling you, Alex Rider right now, so far, episode 2 has got some legs.
Are you done with a teacher?
No, but that's on Hulu, and that's weekly, and that came out last night.
Oh, okay.
Joey Bradfish, though, our audio ninja, you watched the most recent episode, right?
I did.
A teacher?
Actually, it was on when I got home yesterday.
And?
It's good. It's probably one of my favorite shows in a long time.
Is the recent episode anything different? Because, I mean, the third episode that came out last week, like, they hooked up in the backseat of the car. What else is there? It's just there. What else could happen? They just keep hooking up.
I'll just say the relationship is continuing, and things are starting to get a little crazy with their relationship.
Oh, so I wonder where can that storyline go?
Well, one of them could be obsessed with the other one. One of them calls it off, and then they, you know, go to ruin their lives or something like that.
Well, and the teacher's married, so that causes a little bit of drama, too.
I thought maybe like it would just happen and it ended, but it looks like maybe they have to deal with, do they get feelings?
You want to hear my take?
Yeah.
The husband and her are trying to get pregnant, and I feel like she's going to get pregnant, but by the wrong person.
Oh. Yeah, I thought about that. Because they kept, you know, that storyline of them trying really hard to have a baby.
That happened with that Mary-Kate Letourneau.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yes.
In real life. And then she went to prison.
Oh, my goodness.
Then she married died. The, and she married the guy.
Just she just died.
Recently, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she got out of prison, then she married the kid. I wonder if that's where that story's going.
I feel like it is. Could be wrong. But you know it was based on a movie? A Teacher is based on a movie called A Teacher that came out in 2013.
Really?
Why would it be based on a movie called A Movie?
Especially a movie that didn't do very well because none of us knew.
Yeah.
All right. So how many more episodes are in A Teacher? Do you know?
I don't.
The bummer for me is A, it's on Hulu, which now I'm getting people messaging me going, why are you bashing Hulu?
It just makes it more like you get used to with Netflix and Amazon Prime, like not watching commercials, right. And they make you work.
Well, you can pay to not watch commercials on Hulu.
I'm not going to pay. I tried anymore for these subscriptions.
I tried to pay and not watch commercials, but it was too frustrating to figure it out. Anyway, all right, we're going to play a game. What are we playing?
Celebrity.
Who said that?
All right, celebrity who said that? John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Hey, real quick, you know my friend Phil. Beckner, who is Damian Lillard's coach and trains a bunch of NBA players. Mm-hmm. He gave me this hoodie yesterday.
It's nice.
Be better, be different. That's his company about, you know, sending a positive message. He does incredible stuff in the community. And yesterday he filmed me giving me this jersey or this hoodie. And so when he filmed me, I did that thing. You know how I grab testicles?
Oh, jeez.
You know that thing I do?
So I leaned, he was filming me. I wasn't expecting it. So I went and I grabbed his testicles. And they posted it on their account. And then he sent me this message just now. Let's see if I can.
I think we should be doing a radio interview this morning about why a famous radio DJ tries to punch one of the best trainers in the country in the balls when he gives him a gift. And then that trainer has to get about 15 texts from different college coaches and NBA players about, did that guy really try to punch you in the junk?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
Oh, it was adorable.
But you weren't trying to punch him, right?
No, I was trying to. I was, you know, lightly caressing them as a friend.
As a friend.
He so misread
wrong.
That.
What the hell is wrong with you?
He misread that. It was like, I was like, whose balls are these? But he cut the video before. Ciara. Is it Ciara? Is that how you say your name? Ciara?
Sierra.
She's going to play a celebrity who said that. How do we play, Kyle?
Okay, so here's the fun thing about this is if you've been paying attention to the celebrity world at all, this game should be super easy for you. I'm going to play a clip of a relevant celebrity. Some of these clips are very current. Some of them are very old, but the celebrities have all made headlines recently. Now, the trick with this game is you can only hear the clip one time. So you have to listen very closely when it is your turn. There will be a steal available, but it has to be after I say whether the answer is right or wrong. If you buzz your name in before then, you don't get to steal. Now, we're going to have a nice little timer. So let's just get going. Sierra, you get it, right? You know how to play the game.
Yes, I got it.
Okay, perfect. John Jay, you're up. I get nervous.
It's been such a ride, and I love every second of it.
Oh. I think that is...
wrong! Try again!
Rip! Oh, I have to give it during the thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm out.
Oh.
Oh, it's like Beach Shazam.
Uh-huh.
Suzanne.
Rich.
Rich, you did chime in first. Yeah.
Conan O'Brien?
Wrong. That's Ryan Reynolds, you guys. Oh. Get on your game. Ooh. Rich, you're up.
Drake's no good. We started playing beer pong, and I was just like, man, he sucks.
Okay. Post Malone.
Correct. Rich is on the board with 1 point. Suzette, you're up.
We heard from so many people that have gone through it, too.
Okay. That's John Legend.
Yes! You guys are too fast. These are too easy. All right, Sierra, you've had a couple to listen to, a couple to prepare yourself for. You are up.
I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. Maybe I should have done my research.
Okay. Cardi B.
Yeah. All right, Sierra on the board with 1.
Very
Rich
nice.
1. Suzette 1. John Jay, we go back to you, my friend.
Some people put a tweet out and they think they did something.
Okay.
That's Lil Wayne.
That is Lil Wayne. Obviously making headlines recently for federal gun charges. He faces up to 10 years in prison.
Ooh.
To wait and see what happens right then.
You're yelling at me.
I'm sharing why that clip was chosen.
I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
It's a nice little way to add a little GBG, if you will. Mm-hmm. Rich, you're up.
He's a good kid. He's a good heart, and I love him.
Okay.
He's a good kid. So it's somebody that's younger.
Wrong! Try again!
Who's that? Is that Camila Cabello?
No, it's not. John Jay, just for funsies.
Oh, the one dating Machine Gun Kelly.
No, you guys, that's Hailey Bieber.
Oh!
She just made headlines because she cleared up and said she was not dating Justin Bieber when he was still with Selena Gomez. Because remember, it was like him and Selena broke up and everyone thought they were hooking up, but they weren't. Okay, Sierra, you're not up yet. Suzette is up.
If the tabloids decide there's trouble, it can create trouble.
Okay.
Lizzo?
No.
Jay.
Oh, Rich.
Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner. She actually just signed on for a Netflix movie with Ryan Reynolds. Oh. Fun fact. Okay, Sierra, you are up.
Do you guys remember when I was 15 and I fit an entire ukulele head in my mouth?
Billie Eilish. Sierra, you are good.
You are really good.
Okay, so the score is actually tied 2-2, Rich and Sierra, but This is what I call celebrity frenzy. So it's a different round. Name is your buzzer. Now, the tricky thing with this, A, you can only hear it one time. B, there are two celebrities in these clips. So you got a shot at 2 points here. First clip, play it.
I think I just performed my song with you. 55,000 people were there.
John Jay.
John Jay.
Shawn Mendes and Taylor Swift.
John Jay wasn't a part of it.
Oh, was
Was it just between Rich and Sierra?
No, it was everybody. Everybody's chance to get points. I'm going to give you 1 point. That was Alessia Cara and Taylor Swift. Okay, so now it's
I didn't know they were friends.
And two, yeah, she opened up for Taylor Swift. Okay, this is your last shot at points to win the game, okay? Two celebrities, so you're going to want to wait for the full clip to play, and then name is your buzzer.
A year and a half? A little bit more than that?
Just about a year and a half.
Rich.
Rich?
Harry and Meghan.
Harry and Meghan! Meghan Markle, Prince Harry. That means Rich wins the game. Ooh. Although, Sierra, you did a fabulous job.
You can have my prize, Sierra. We're cool like that.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice,
Very
Sierra.
Good.
Hold on, and thanks for listening, Sierra. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Kyle, what's something you're working on for 3 things you need to know?
I'll tell you why doctors are actually concerned about remote learning right now. I'll tell you 3 things you need to know next with John Jay and Rich.
Hey, I finally shaved my beard. I was growing my beard for 4 months, and my barber, he has a razor from Henson Shaving. And I was like, oh my God, Rich and I have been talking about these guys for a while. I go, when the time comes to shave my beard, will you do it? And he said, yes. And he did it with the razor from Henson. So you too can try this. It works for your legs too, not just for guys in their face. HensonShaving.com. You'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com. 100 blades for free. Promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John Jay Van S. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin and I've got a pretty thick beard too. So if you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade, 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now back to John Jay and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know today?
Well, I guess this is good news. The Farmer's Almanac is predicting a mild winter for most of the country. And hey, in 2020, something little like that can just be great news. You know, we got to celebrate the small things here. Because of COVID, a lot of schools, I know personally, a couple of my girlfriends, their kids' schools shut down again. And because of the lockdowns, there are pediatric specialists who have come forward and they said they're very concerned. What they've been seeing is a lot of weight gain in kids due to not getting enough exercise while remote learning. And with the holidays coming up, they're even more concerned because there's lots more treats around and stuff like that. They say if your kids are still learning remotely, remember that PE is very important. It's a big part of school. There's a lot of exercise even during recess. So taking breaks is not only good to get the kids, you know, like moving and their brain shifting, but also good for their health as well. And any exercise is better than no exercise. Now, when it comes to COVID, apparently there's a lot of people in LA and all over expecting that they'll go get a COVID test on Thursday, hoping to get the results by Saturday so they can go out and partay on Saturday, using it as somewhat of an excuse. But experts are warning against this.
I think this is a misconception that a lot of people are having. A test is a snapshot in time. What it tells you is that the day that you got the test, that you did not have coronavirus in you at that time. But if you're going to go socialize a couple of days later, well, in that interim, you very well could have developed the disease.
They said, especially for like, if you're trying to use this as, you know, when your Thanksgiving plans and whatnot, it's like you have to remember that a lot of these tests, you don't get results right away. And if you still continue to go out and either get groceries, even something as innocent as that, you can still get exposed and not know and then be positive going wherever you may go.
really quickly, I thought that this was so random. There were some drivers, a lot of them actually, who opened the door to their brand new Hyundai Palisade. They were all excited, but it reeked. I mean, these things smelled so bad. Smelled so bad that so many people complained to Hyundai that all they could smell was dirty socks or body odor, onions, cabbage even. And they're like, this is not what a new car should smell like. That's not the new car scent. Well, it turns out in certain 2020 and 2021 Palisades, the odor actually comes from the imitation leather headrests.
Gross.
What do they do about that? Just replace them?
Oh, our bad. What they've encouraged people to do is go to their website. They've got like some chemical you can spray on that. Or if that doesn't work, you can bring it back and they'll clean it for you. You get that stench out. That's three things you need to know.
Did you see that, speaking of cars, that the Tesla dude is now worth $117 billion? He's made $90 billion since the pandemic hit. $90 billion, the Elon Musk guy.
Insane.
I know. He's had a good year. A kid and $90 billion.
John Jay and Rich.
Before you go. So every night my wife goes to bed and she puts on like, you know, lotion or cream or something, right? And it's this, my smelling is off and my taste is off, but this smell that she puts on this lotion, I don't like it. And I told her that, and like, and then one night she put on this lotion. I was like, well, that smells good. And then last night she put on this lotion. I'm like, I don't like that smell. And so I was like, you know, that's it. I'm going to go. I was trying to think of the store. And I was like, I've been in the store like once in, I don't know, 10 years. And I said, Bed Bath & Beyond. And I'm going to go get like the lotion. And she's like, that's not the store. And I go, and I'm trying to think. And I picture myself walking through the mall with my mom. And I can only think of, the only thing that pops in my head is Pepperidge Farms. And I'm like, that's not it though. No, where they give you the little cuts of meat. And I go, that's not it. And she goes, Bed Bath and Body Works? And I go, that's it. That's not it?
No. Just Bath and Body Works or the Body Shop.
Oh yeah, Bed Bath and Body Works. I'm mixing the two places up.
Yeah.
Bed Bath and Beyond, and then there's Bath and Body Works. Mm-hmm. And that's where you get the lotions.
And then there's the Body Shop, which is maybe that's the place like we're talking about. Competitor of Bath and Body.
Oh, but it's like, I can't. I have to go in there and spend. Guys go in there and try to find lotions, probably, or smells, or whatever it is. Because I've never in my life like spent any time in there. But it's like I can't handle it anymore. She comes in, and it's the smell that's like, I just, you know what I mean? Mm.
Like, that's crazy because I feel like you don't smell much.
I know, it's weird. So it's like when I do smell, you know, I always, I'm like, what is that? You know how when I smell something?
Usually it's Joey's food.
It's Jewish smell. Chicken skewers.
Did you tell her you didn't like it?
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't know. And she says it's lavender, but it doesn't smell like lavender.
Mm, lavender smells good.
Not this. Lavender. I don't know what it is.
Maybe it's like a mixture, like lavender and chamomile or something.
It doesn't smell good, but
you still can't taste and smell stuff. After all this time.
I'm sitting there on the couch and I'm sucking down like a pint of Ben and Jerry's, you know, and I'm watching TV and I'm eating it. And I had this moment where I'm like, I can't even taste what this is, but because I know it's ice cream and I feel it in my mouth, I'm eating it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, like you're not even really enjoying it to its fullest, so why do it?
That's right. I'm probably at 30% flavor, I think.
What a great time to eat everything healthy that you wouldn't normally eat because you don't like the way it tastes. You could go on a tear and be like, well, I know it's doing my body good. Who cares?
No, can't, but that's where I think the psychological problems come in. it doesn't matter. Like, it's not about, like, I'll eat the non-healthy stuff. It doesn't matter what it tastes like. Kale? I eat kale all the time. Doesn't matter. Like, I'll do it. Anyway.
I'll do it.
Just do it. What else is going on? We need fosters for Love Pup, by the way. Love Pup Foundation needs fosters. So if you go to the Love Pup Instagram account and shoot us a DM, we can give you a puppy and a dog, and we give you all the dog food. What happened to your thumb, Rich?
Oh, I cut it opening up some big box. Bleeding for hours.
Gross.
It's fun.
Band-Aids gross me out.
Thank you for listening to John Jay and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.
I do not like shaving. So what I do, I just stopped shaving. So now I have a beard. I'm almost 4 months into having a beard. But guess what? I'm now going to shave my beard because of Henson Shaving. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin. If you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade. 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com. Promo code JJR.